Hey everybody, here is your weekly energetic check-in for November 8th. So we have a big week energetically coming up for us, and it's kind of interesting because of course on the 11th, which is this Thursday, it is November 11th, which then puts us into the 11-11 portal, which technically is already open. And it's interesting, though, because they're saying to me right now, the calm before the storm. So you may have noticed overnight your sleep change. So actually sleeping. So some deep, heavy sleep for a change. Probably a lot of dreams, probably a lot of activity in the dream state. And then waking up this morning, probably feeling a little heavy, a little bit tired. And it's interesting because there's no activity right now as far as geostorms go. We're sitting just at a one. I think the next couple of days, if it's a forecast, of a two, maybe a three. So not a lot of activity happening up in our space. But the Schumann keeps going up. So it keeps on having these. So yesterday, I think it was up at a 50, which is pretty high because if you guys remember, if you follow the Schumann, the base scale of that is 7.8. So that's the heartbeat of the earth, right? So that's kind of like the pulse of the earth, which has a direct effect on our nervous systems and how we feel. And especially if you are a physical empath, you definitely are going to feel the waves of the Schumann. And so it's interesting today. It's not online. There's no reading for today. It hasn't been posted anywhere yet. I'll check it later and see. But I'm going to guess that it's high again because I feel like it's balancing the geostorm activity. So the geostorms go low, then the Schumann goes high. I feel like they're doing this back and forth balancing. They're saying to me right now, building momentum. So that's a way of a gentler way of building momentum to get us through the things that we need to get through over the next little while. So back to the 11-11 portal or the 111 energy. So again, we know from numerology that the number 11 is a master number. If you were part of our soul guidance group, support groups, we actually had several masters among us, which was pretty cool. And so that is, you know, being a master, having a master number in numerology means that you have a higher purpose. Like there's a big purpose for you to be here. We, of course, all have a higher purpose, but it's like the master numbers are meant to come in and lead the way. They're meant to come in and prepare things for us to make things actually happen. And so I'm curious, really, like, because in all of the years that I've known, I've never known so many master numbers all at once. I actually happen to be married to a master number. I've got a friend who's got he's a master number, and they've got, so we have in our little circle here, we have several master numbers amongst us. And I really feel like that's because we are supposed to be, this is it. Like this is, this mission here is it. We're here to change things. Like we are here as the game changers. And I had this really interesting insight this morning. I saw a tweet from one of the astronauts that are in space. So, you know, of course, we've got ships in space all the time. And they had taken some pictures of Earth of when we were having the aurora lights, so the northern lights, when there was just last week or a couple weeks ago, remember we had those big massive CMEs coming through, which were causing the aurora lights to be seen. And so they actually took a picture from space of what Earth looks like with the aurora lights on it. If Google it and look it up if you can. Maybe I'll find it actually posted in our Facebook group so you guys can see it. But I had this instant like, we're all part of this mission. Like we're all part of this mission. And when you look up from space at Earth and you see that the light and the power of those lights over top of this planet, you know that we were being directly affected by that energy, by that plasmic energy, by that force. And for good reasons. It's like the frontline workers, the ground crew, we're like getting upgrades. We're getting the help that we need, finally, that we need, which is really kind of exciting. And I think that has a lot to do with, too. I also, this weekend, I had a very interesting dream about looking up into the sky and seeing jets, really very interesting jet planes flying. And then all of a sudden, they all like went into a formation and then created this big massive ship full of galactic beings, and they were giving us messages. So I really feel like there's going to be a lot more of that coming to the surface. I really feel like, you know, we're going to, and this is very interesting. And let me just, this is kind of me just following my thoughts on this. But, you know, I really have been feeling for a while like this whole shift out of the vaccination is going to shift. Like, that's been the focus. That's been the center, right? That's been the, you know, the currency that they've been trying to push. That's what they've been using with the pandemic. I really feel like the focus is going to shift because I feel like the value in that currency is not there anymore. And forever and ever and ever, you know, people in my industry have been predicting that we were going to have, you know, aliens come. There's going to be no, you know, they're going to be out in front, but the government's going to come out and present it to us first. They know that we've always had galactic beings supporting us. We know that we have galactic beings supporting us. There are also dark side on the galactic beings as well, right? They're working with the New World Order directly. But specifically, what I'm feeling like is like that's going to be the next thing. We're going to be going into that, and it's going to be very interesting, to say the least, of how this will play out. But I do feel like again we're in that movie, and we're in the movie, and there's a plot twist right now. There's going to be like this shift. So they're not giving me anything on that. I'm kind of like peeking ahead at that, and that's about as much as they're giving me. So we'll see what happens with that. If we start to read more about, you know, the galactic beings showing themselves to us, you know, and like I'm talking about in the mainstream media, like I'm talking about the, you know, the rest of the world starting to see that. Of course, you know, I work with them every day. They work with us, so I know that they're here. But the rest of the world isn't exactly open to that yet. So we'll see what happens with that. Okay. So remember, this week is all going to be about, you know, connecting in the highest realms, connecting with the highest energies. It's going to be about divinity. It's going to be about spiritual awakening. And again, back to the energy of the 11, reminding us that we are all connected, so all part of a greater whole, which is, you know, if anything, you've seen this, right? This was their part of their pandemic was the great divide, right? That was part of what they were trying to do, still trying to do that to us. But what they've seen is that it's actually become the great connection, right? I'm sure that you're finding other like-minded souls that you're connecting to. You're finding out other people that feel the same way that you do. And a really good thing, you're also finding out the other souls around you that are not on the same line as you are, that are not on the same page, that are not feeling the same way. And that's a good thing, because part of stepping into our power is recognizing that, you know, the accomplishments that we've made, the rising above that we do. And not every soul is here to, you know, is going to go through the awakening in the same way that you are, right? It's all on our own individual levels. And I do believe there are levels, like, so there will be some souls that are, you know, in their own way having awakening. It may not look anywhere near like yours does or like mine does. And that gives you the idea again of like, who should you be having in your circle? Who should you be sharing your energy with? Should you be sharing it with energy with souls that are taking from you all the time? Or is it time for you to step into a circle where you're actually being replenished as much as you're giving? This will be a big, big deal for us all. Really, really important. So this week, your focus needs to be on keeping your heart open. Again, and they're showing me like the visuals of like the souls around us, like especially our closest ones, right? Our family members, our friends, our closest circle of people who are, again, not at the same level of awakening as we are, maybe not having the same awareness about things. Their heart centers are going to be not as open as they need to be. This is something they need to figure out. We're not here to save them or help them in that way. It's part of they have to figure this out themselves, just like we have had to figure it out ourselves. So your focus this week to get you into alignment with your higher self the most will be focusing on keeping your heart open. So even if that simply means just, you know, every day, every time you think about it, just closing your eyes for a second, just tuning into your heart chakra and feeling the expansion of that energy there. They're instantly giving me overnight we had some big, massive third eye downloads, upgrades. It was, the waves that were coming through. I think I woke up at 3 o'clock. And went out to let the puppies out at 3:33 on the clock. And then when I came back to bed, I was hit by a massive wave, literally, thank God I was laying in bed, that like felt like my third eye was like exploding. And so there's no pain when that comes through for me, and it may be different for you, but it just feels like a very, very strong lightness, like a very, like almost out of body, take you out of body lightness that came through. And so they just gave me that reminder right now about this to share with you, because they're saying to me directly connected to opening of the heart chakra. So I feel like those who just like, oh, now interesting. They're showing me the Schumann and the geostorms balancing each other, like the yin, the yang, one above, one below, that kind of thing, right? So think about that. Geostorms, space, up, and then Schumann, below, ground, center of the earth, right? The yin and the yang. And then it would be the same kind of thing in the physical body right now, that they're particularly, of course, you know, we'd bring in the root chakra in there, but in particular, the third eye, so being the above, and then the heart being below. And I feel like they're showing the heart below, because that part that we have to work on is that opening, that heart center. So they also said to me, there's going to be massive shifts on a global scale. They showed me that, again, so us being the ground crew, really important right now to know that part of your purpose, part of your mission, is holding space and light. And when they showed me that, the massive shifts on a global scale, they kind of gave me a glimpse of, like, you know, the politicians that we know, the stuff that's happening with Biden, the all of the, you know, the greed, the corruption, the coercion, all of these criminals. They showed me the lower vibrational beings coming to justice, but then they gave me a big question mark around it. And I feel like that is like, what's our meaning of justice? What does justice mean to us? And then they said to me completion on that. So it'll be very interesting to see what is happening with that, what's going to be coming. But when they gave me completion, they were like, no, done, like moving on. And then they gave me a big trust the process. So we had this come up for us in our monthly energetic forecast that we got together on Friday with. Trust was something that came up and that we went into. And so I find it interesting that they're giving me trust the process again. So I feel like that's going to be a big factor in how we get through all of this. And so remind yourself about that when we're coming through some stuff, and if things don't feel right to you, or you're not sure, or you can't figure it out, trust the process. That's they're giving us, trust the process on that. Okay, so there was just a couple of individual messages, and I'm not sure who this applies to. It may apply to several of you, probably will, because that's why they gave it to me like this. So they gave me the message of heavy hearts. So I really feel like there are some people in our hub that are going to have to work on this a little bit extra. So a little bit lightening up the heart energy. And so really the easiest way to do that is through the frequency of gratitude, right? So just really ignoring everything else as much as you possibly can, just for the next little while, just for the next week. And only focusing on things that bring you joy, that make you feel grateful or have gratitude for it. And they're saying to me, remind yourself about the simple things. Like, don't, you know, especially when things are difficult or we feel like we're kind of lower vibrational frequency, it's hard to like shoot for the stars. So when you're feeling like that, just go for the little things. Like literally, if the sun is shining out for you, which happens to be, we had beautiful yesterday and again today, if the sun is shining, connect with the sun, feel the gratitude for that. If you notice that the grass looks really green and the color is really vibrant, have gratitude for that. Feel grateful for that. All of the little things, your coffee may taste extremely delicious. Have gratitude for that. And of course, you know, if you're at the place where you're feeling gratitude for your friends, for your family, for your pets, for your home, for your job, feel all that. Just focus on all of the parts that feel good for you right now. Because again, it's like coming into this, the 111 portal on Thursday, we need to come into that with a light heart. There needs to be a lightness with us. Otherwise, it creates a little bit of energetic storm within our own energy field. So you want to come in there with the lightness so that you can use all of the energy in there to raise your frequency, to raise your experience, right? To bring everything to you that you need. The second message that came up for members in our group specifically was losing oneself and then a question mark on there. So remember, we have been receiving a lot of upgrades lately, like a lot of upgrades. And I feel like this is going to be catching up to some of you. And now you're going to be having the realization that something is changing or something needs to change. So I feel like this is going to be part of any things that are been holding you back from your ascension or from your awakening. So any lower frequencies, any lower vibrational experiences. So we're talking about addictions. We're talking about judgments. We're talking about abuse. We're talking about self-sabotage. All of that is like they're scabs that keep on healing over and you keep on picking at them and then they keep on coming back. So I really feel like this is going to be the awareness of, they said, losing oneself. So I really feel like there may be a bit of disconnect there for you. And for those of you that this applies to, they're really showing me that you tend to focus on other people's stuff, or you tend to focus on the stuff of the world or the all of that. So have the awareness, the mindfulness that when you're doing that, that it is taking, it's a distraction. It's taking you away from your own stuff, from your inner stuff. So allow kind of, your ego to sit back a little bit, pain body, sit back a little bit, step into alignment with your higher self and say, look, I'm not afraid to look in the mirror right now. I'm not afraid to look at some of the stuff that I need to work on because I know that I'm divinely supported. I know that I'm divinely protected. And I know it's my time. That's the thing right now, is they're talking to me about timing being everything having to do with this. Remember, they had been telling me forever about souls coming online. So this is going to be happening. And part of that is letting go of the old self and welcoming the new self. And then finally, they said to me, the Great Awakening. And that's all they gave me, all of that. So they kind of like tied everything that we had into like a nice little package. And then they said the Great Awakening. So yeah, so we are in the Great Awakening. This is the Great Awakening. You're part of it. You're here for a reason. You're here for a purpose. So I feel like this is going to be a good week for you to use some mantras, if you haven't used them before, to incorporate into your daily energy. So a mantra is just it can be a word, it can be a set of words, it can be a sentence. It's just something that's easy for you to repeat, to remember, to say. And you'd be surprised at how many actual mantras you have floating around in your head that are not helpful mantras. Like the ones like, I feel really tired, I give up, this is too much. All right, we do. Those are mantras that we use that actually program our energy. So we want to have the awareness of that so that we can actually shift and use a mantra that is helpful. So I want you to feel into that. Find your specific mantra for this week. Do some connecting with your divine guidance team. ask them to give you a mantra that will be helpful for you, that will be best supporting for you. Of course, I feel that when we do a mantra starting with I am, it's the two most powerful words, that it will be the strongest if we can fill something with I am. So find out what your I am is for this week. Use the automatic writing that we've been practicing. I think maybe that's in mediumship class we've been doing that, but do the automatic writing. So just getting a pen in your hand and then saying, I am, and then tell me what I am, what need do I have right now? And then just writing down whatever comes through for you. And then using that as your mantra for this week. So saying it several times a day, saying it quietly to yourself, saying it out loud, screaming it, using it in all the frequency that's available. Okay, so remember this Wednesday, so November 10th, we are having our group healing session together. It'll be live 7:00. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure that you check your time zone. Of course, if you miss it, don't worry. It will be there and you can participate in the replay of it. But it's always cool to see your guys' face and connect with you guys live. And it's going to be big because, again, we're in that big healing portal, big, big healing portal. Lots of healing is going to happen. Okay, my lovelies, have a magical week. I hope I will see you on Wednesday. Make sure you find an affirmation. And if you haven't done so yet, please join the Facebook group. Go in there and make sure that you are in there and that you can find all of the links and all the postings. And yeah. Okay, guys, we'll talk to you soon. Have a great week.